Well, good evening, everyone from around the world in the chat room or on the phone. Welcome to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is 6:01 on the West Coast, and it's about 9:01 on the East Coast. I am your weekly host. Time to time, we will enjoy special guests and interesting commentary on current news events. I will be reporting on the entertainment industry, what's new, who to watch, or the latest gossip. Sports coverage will be weekly as well, with influence on the NFL season. Update on most sports with scores. Politics coverage will depend on the candidate and who is in office and not doing a good job of governing. Health and wellness is close to my heart, so you will receive updates on different health issues that can be improved by what you eat and exercise. Also, health preventions for mind and body. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. We can also be reached at Facebook on the Essence of Success Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. So tonight's show is free advertising. I've been advertising it for 2 weeks. There's nobody on the call-in line on the show in the queue. It's unbelievable, folks. You're not going to get too many places going to offer you free advertising of your company, of your product, or your website. Maybe it's a hobby that you do just, you know, for extra money. If you don't call in, this is your opportunity. You don't have to pay for it. I have 80,000 people in my audience, so I'm telling you, the word will get out. But you need to call in and get on the air and let folks know about your business. So there's no one on right now, but I'll tell you about ours. I have the Essence of Success Radio Network that's on Sunday through Friday. And we have different shows during the week, from psychic readings, what I do in the studio, Friday traffic jams, and sometimes gospel shows. So. Anyway, that, and then we, in our website, we cover blog news, we cover all the radio shows, so you can see that, and also readings. If you want a psychic reading, that is in there as well. So, just to let you know. And also, from the Essence of Success staff to Aretha Franklin's family, our heart and our prayers go out to all of you. And know that not only did we love Aretha, we may not know you, but we love her family as well. So prayers be with you, and God be with you, and be blessed. And we're so sorry Aretha passed, and it hit a lot of people. But I know y'all know best that she's in the arms of God now. So, and probably directing the choir, head singer up there in heaven, huh? Okay. Well, the first thing up for breaking news is big one. Talk swirl as 69 massive earthquakes hit the Pacific Ring of Fire in the last 48 hours. Yes, a large swath of earthquakes hit the Pacific Ring of Fire earlier this week, prompting some to wonder if it's a precursor to the often discussed massive earthquake, colloquially known as the Big One. 69 earthquakes, including 16 tremors, registered 4.5 or above on the Richter scale, recently hit the area known as the Ring of Fire, according to the United States Geological Survey. Several of the quakes registered significant impacts, including the one that hit 5.0 and shook the area on Tuesday morning. Fiji appeared to be the most impacted, as 5 tremors above a 4.5 magnitude hit the small island. Luckily, the earthquakes did not reach the western coast of the United States, which partially sits on the Cascadia subduction zone, and we're part of that too, Washington State, a fault that stretches from mid-Vancouver Island to northern California. The recent tremors have sparked concern that the big one could be near. Of the 69 earthquakes, 53 hit the area on Sunday, following by the 16 subsequent tremors impacting Indonesia, Bolivia, Japan, and the aforementioned Fiji. The big one is often described as an earthquake with a magnitude of 8 or more, causing massive destruction to California, which have said is overdue for an earthquake of this magnitude. California sits on the San Andreas Fault, a 750-mile fault that has been responsible for some of the state's most devastating earthquakes. The last earthquake that came close to an 8.0 magnitude in California was a great earthquake of 1906, which hit a magnitude of 7.9 and shook San Francisco to the ground, destroying 80% of the city and resulted in 3,000 deaths. A massive earthquake registering 8.2 was registered on Sunday, hitting 174 miles northeast of Nidoe Island, Fiji, according to the USGS. Luckily, the massive quake did not cause any significant damage, hitting at a depth of 347.7 miles, too deep to cause a tsunami. We are monitoring the situation, and some places felt it, but it was a very deep earthquake. Okay, so the Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire is a 25,000-mile horseshoe-shaped ring, accounting for approximately 90% of the world's earthquakes, according to the USGS. The region also contains 452 volcanoes, y'all, more than 75% of the world's active and dominant volcanoes. Though the USGS did not issue a warning, the recent spat of earthquakes in the Ring of Fire could eventually cause some problems for the western part of the United States and other close regions. Speaking with Vox in February, University of California, Santa Cruz, Professor Emily Brodsky said, "Earthquakes and volcanoes can interact," before adding, "It's unclear how much the string of earthquakes we've seen in recent months are connected." Brodsky also said that having quakes and volcanic eruptions at the same time is an active area, in an active area, is not unusual. Scientists find dozens of hidden earthquakes buried under Antarctica's ice. In late July, a string of recent earthquakes off the west coast of the United States, ranging from 2.8 to 5.6 on the Richter scale, also raised questions of whether the big one could be near. Okay, so that's your breaking news. Had to get that to you. Now, I will be going back to check to see if anybody calls in and wants to talk about their business. In the meantime, I'll go ahead with the news like I normally do. So first up is, no efforts must be spared. Pope Francis said a letter, and you know this just came out last week and this week, released Monday, this Monday, by the Vatican, that the Catholic Church has not dealt properly with crimes against children and needs to prevent sexual abuse from being covered up and perpetuated. "We showed no care for the little ones. We abandoned them," Pope Francis wrote. The 2,000-word letter addressed to the people of God marks one of Pope Francis' most direct attempts to address the painful abuse cases that have eroded the Roman Catholic Church's credibility and prompted sharp calls from inside and outside the church for improved accountability. Pope Francis did not lay out any concrete steps the Vatican would take, but he acknowledged that systematic change is needed. "Looking ahead to the future, no effort must be spared to create a culture able to prevent such abuses from happening, but also to prevent the possibility of their being covered up and perpetuated," quote unquote, from Pope Francis. The letter was issued after the release of a Pennsylvania grand jury report that documented alleged abuse in the state by more than 300 priests against 1,000 children over 7 decades. That's 70 years that this has been going on. This weekend, Pope Francis will travel to Ireland, a country scarred by decades of sexual abuse in parishes and in Catholic-run schools. In Dublin, many have demanded that Francis acknowledge during his trip the role that church higher-ups play in silencing victims and helping to keep pedophile priests on the job. Through the Catholic Church has been dealing for more than three decades with public known cases of abuse. New cases in recent months have caused a wave of anger among Catholics who say the Vatican has been slow to make meaningful reforms. In his letter, Pope Francis specifically mentioned the Pennsylvania grand jury report, and he did not reference other scandals in the United States, Chile, or Australia that have ensnared his papacy. Pope Francis said the Pennsylvania report reflected abuse of power and of conscience. The heart-wrenching pain of these victims, which cries out to heaven, was long ignored. Keep quiet or silence, Francis wrote. But their outcry was more powerful than all the measures meant to silence it or sought even to resolve it by decisions that increased its gravity by falling into complicity. The United States Church has also reeled from revelations about Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who resigned last month amid allegations that he abused seminarians and minors. McCarrick was able to climb the church's hierarchy, becoming one of the United States Church's most powerful figures, even after two New Jersey dioceses paid out settlements in response to his alleged misconduct. Okay, I got to do a little commentary about this, okay? Number one, this has been going on. 70 years, yes, I can believe that. 70 years, easy. Because not only we're talking about children, but you know what? We're not talking about the priest and the nuns, okay? We're not even talking about the nuns that have created lesbianism on other girls at the all-girls schools or Catholic girls schools. So we haven't talked about that. I do believe that the church is part of human trafficking. The Catholic Church. Now, Catholicism is the second biggest religion, you want to say, in the world. The first is Muslims, I believe, is the first one. And then the next one is Catholic, and third is Christianity. So, yeah, I can believe this for 70 years, but I want to tell you right now, there's a lot that's hidden. I would not be surprised, as I was saying a minute ago, that the Catholic Church is not involved in human trafficking. I believe that they are. This is just me saying this now. I'm not representing anybody. This is just my opinion. But I do believe, and not only the Catholic Church, but probably some other churches too, are involved in human trafficking. I believe the CPS is involved in human trafficking of children as well. The government, the foster homes, okay, are involved in human trafficking. So this place comes right back to this Catholicism. It started with you guys. It started with you guys with this God doesn't want you to have sex if you're a priest or whatever. I don't know what God that you Catholic people serve, but God could care less whether you have sex or not, because the Bible is not of God. Okay, let's get that straight. The Bible is a lie, period. You want to call me on the FCC or whatever? The Bible is a lie. There's only maybe two books, and I think it's Corinthians and Ephesians, that are the truth. The rest of that, from Genesis to Revelations, is a lie to control the masses, okay? Just like religion, control the masses. Why do you have to give a minister, I know I'm going on a rant now, why do you have to give a minister your money or go to the Catholic Church into a little booth and say for the priest to absolve you? Number one, help yourself. And when you see a need in your community or your neighborhood of charity or helping the church or children that are runaway, different organizations, give your money to that. And you know that your money is being, at least you can believe that your money is going for good things. Giving all this money to the church for what? For the pastor to have a fine house, a new Cadillac, mega churches, and all this? let's get back to what we're supposed to be doing, people. Catholics, if you are leading people to live this so sanctimonious life, then you're not creating the image for the people in the world to follow. It's bad. If I was a Catholic, I'd have left the church a long time ago. I would have, just for the fact that you are not doing anything about all these priests. So much has happened in the last 20 years of men coming forward that were assaulted going to church and believing, whether they were all-boys school or altar, whatever. In the last 20 years, a lot of men have come forward. Well, what about the women? Okay, women, I hear this Me Too in Hollywood. What about Me Too in the Catholic religion, in the Muslim religion, in the Christianity religion? What about the Me Too there? Did you forget about them? Because it's prominent, okay? So what I'm saying is Pope Francis, you need to get on your job, bruh. You need to get on your job and do some real investigation and really see what's going on, because they need to break down the Catholic Church big time. They do. I wouldn't even admit that I was a Catholic if I was going to their church. Anyway, that's all I have to say. I'm through ranting. But I have one more thing. And did you know that Billy Graham, the so-called United States minister for the masses, Billy Graham, when he was alive, did you know he was also into human trafficking and a pedophile? Check it out. You don't have to believe me. Check out Billy Graham. He was a pedophile, too, and in human trafficking. Okay, next story up. Billionaires. Oh, there's nobody there. Okay. Billionaire Boys Club bombs with $287. Yep, you heard me. Kevin Spacey's latest film, Billionaire's Boy Club, has earned the lowest box office opening of the year, making just $287. You heard me right, $287 for the weekend from 10 screens in his first 2 days in the theater, according to an individual with the knowledge of the numbers. To break it down, it brought in $126 on its opening day and an additional $162 on Saturday. If the current national ticket price average of $9.27 is used, that means that no more than 31 people bought tickets to see this crime drama. Filmed in 2015 and released with no publicity following a VOD release last month, Billionaire's Boys Club was one of Spacey's final projects before he was hit with 24 sexual misconduct accusations from the Me Too thing. Actor Anthony Rapp was the first to come forward. Others followed, including members of the crew of the Netflix show House of Cards. By anonymous accusers who called a hotline set up by London's Old Vic Theatre, where Spacey was artistic director for 11 years. Spacey is now under investigation by Scotland Yard for 6 of those accusations. As for Billionaire Boys Club, Vertical Entertainment said in a statement in June that they would move forward with the film's release, noting that Spacey's role is a supporting one. The film tells a story, true story of a group of trust fund boys in the 1980s, Los Angeles, who run a Ponzi scheme to make their own money and create a lavish lifestyle for themselves. But when a con artist named Ron Levin, played by Spacey, swindles them out of $4 million, the club soon turns to murder to get their money back. We don't condone sexual harassment on any level, and we fully support victims of it. At the same time, this is neither an easy nor insensitive decision to release this film in theaters. But we believe in giving the cast, as well as hundreds of crew members who worked hard on the film, the chance to see their final product reach audience, Vertical said in their statement. The film has been panned by critics with 13% Rotten Tomatoes score and none of the 10 screens. The film was released on or located in Los Angeles or New York. It's by far the worst opening of a Spacey box office career, which peaked in 2006, with a $52.5 million start of Superman Returns. My, my, my. Can you believe that, y'all? As many years as I've been on this earth, I have never seen a film with box office weekend things for $287. Wow, that's cold. That is cold. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Got more exciting news coming to you.
time to pop that top. And fellas, I know you're ready to ride. We went crazy, cooped up all winter long, and school is out, so let's get it on. Flip-flop tape with some white sand, I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get.
We're back. You guys, I'm so sorry. I forgot that I had the phone on mute and I was talking about Jeff Sessions. I am so, so sorry. Man, it was really good. I'll just say this. Jeff Sessions, fuck you. Okay? He wants to bring segregation back to the way it was when George Wallace was governor of Alabama. So that's all I have to say. FCC, if you want to block me, that's fine. But you know as well as I do, that man is not right. Okay, I want to talk about this health and wellness, so that's why I cut the music short. 17 signs that your body could be acidic and symptoms, acidosis and also alkalosis. So both, each side. So let's go through first. So the symptoms of acidosis is central nervous system, headache, sleepiness, confusion, loss of consciousness, or coma. Respiratory system, shortness of breath or coughing. Your heart, you could have arrhythmic problems or increased heart rate. Muscular system, you could get seizures or weakness. Digestive system, this is all under acidosis now. You could have nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Now, symptoms of alkalosis, central nervous system, confusion, lightheadedness, stupor, or coma. Peripheral nervous system problems, hand tremors, numbness or tingling in the face, the hands, or feet. Your muscular system, you might have twitching or prolonged spasms. In your digestive system, you could have nausea and vomiting. Okay, so let's talk about this. 17 signs your body is too acidic. If the pH balance in the body is toward acidic levels, it creates unhealthy environments where bacteria, yeast, and illness thrive. An acidic body takes minerals from vital organs and bones to neutralize the acid and balance the pH levels. This causes minerals like magnesium, potassium, and sodium to run low and cause damage, which can eventually lead to acidosis. Dairy products, meat, grains, and sugar all form acid in our body. Okay, let me repeat that. Dairy products, meats, grains, and sugar all form acid in our body. Since the body is already generating acidic waste from metabolism, these extra acids need to be excreted. In order to neutralize them, we need to eat more alkaline foods. Explanations and 9 ways to quickly alkalize it. Doesn't the body adjust pH levels on its own? It does at a certain price. The normal pH levels in the body, except for the stomach, are alkaline. Except for the blood, all of our body systems have a wide pH range, so they can shift and maintain the blood pH levels, which must be between 7.35 and 7.45. If the blood becomes too acidic, it will take alkaline-forming elements from enzymes, which will create a less than optimal environment for proper digestion. That's the price the body pays for adjusting its own pH levels, leaving organs without much-needed elements, which can lead to serious health issues. So, now know your pH. pH tests are important for allowing a person to get a numeric representation of the current level of acid in their body. The optimal pH level is at 7.36, while a healthy one is between 6.75 and 7.25. You can't tell alkaline or acidity food by taste. Most people think lemons are acidic, but they are actually an alkaline-forming food. During digestion, the acids are oxidized in carbon dioxide and water, so they don't create acid in the system. The main alkaline minerals are calcium, iron, magnesium, potassium, and sodium, and foods rich in these minerals are alkaline-forming foods. Some foods have both acidic and alkaline minerals. If the acidic minerals have a greater concentration, the food is acidic and vice versa. The body has limits. The body cannot compensate for acid imbalance indefinitely. Many diseases occur when the body attempts to rebalance its environment. In general, eating acid-forming foods like bigger amounts of meat, sugar, and dairy makes the body acidic. The same goes for eating alkaline-forming foods. Keeping balance is very important. How does your body respond to specific foods? Well, the body responds to certain foods in accordance to your constitutional type. If your dominant type is oxidative, then fruits and vegetables are more to the acidic side, while proteins are alkaline. If you are more dominant to the autonomic system, ANS, the proteins are more acidic for you, and fruit and vegetables create an alkaline environment. How to improve alkaline environment? You can improve the alkaline environment in your body by following these steps. Number one, check your pH levels regularly. Drink plenty of water. Man, I don't know where in the world it doesn't say that, you know, at least 8 glasses a day, but drink plenty of water. Remove acidic foods from your diet. Replace your traditional lunch with a green salad. Use lettuce leaves and collard greens as wraps. Don't eat processed foods. Try and eliminate soda, coffee, and sugars from your diet, and replace them with herbal coffee, and green drinks. Replace dairy products with coconut or almond milk. Oh, I love coconut milk. Do you know that's the best milk for you? It really is. Coconut milk is so good for your body. Add green drinks and smoothies to your diet. What you eat matters. Improving the pH levels may require some work, but you will quickly appreciate the effects as you will start feeling more energetic and vibrant. What you eat has great impact on your health. The foods you eat can be either be the safest and most powerful form of medicine or the slowest form of poison. Okay, so if you missed any of that, please go back and listen to it from the beginning. Okay, now we'll go ahead and listen to the music real quick. Okay, and I'll be right back.
I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool, yeah. Summer night, everybody, are you with me? Let that eagle cool and mark your piece of paradise. Summer night, everybody feeling sexy. Y'all keep doing y'all's thing, 'cause every single
Welcome back. You're listening in the studio with Lenis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. You just got through listening to Rascal Flatts' Summertime. Okay, on to sports. This is breaking news. Ohio State President Michael V. Drake announced the suspension for head coach Urban Meyer for 3 games and AD Gene Smith from August 31st to September 16th. Ohio State has suspended coach Urban Meyer for the team's first 3 games after a 2-week investigation into allegations that Meyer and others mishandled a domestic assault accusations made against former assistant coach Zach Smith. Myers is also suspended from the program through September 2nd, and OSU athletic director Gene Smith has also been suspended without pay from August 31st to September 16th. Although neither Urban Meyer nor Gene Smith condoned or covered up the alleged domestic abuse by Zach Smith, they failed to take sufficient management action relating to Zach Smith's misconduct and retain an assistant coach who was not performing as an appropriate role model for OSU student athletes, the school said in a statement outlining the investigation's findings. Permitting such misconduct to continue is not consistent with the values of the university and reflects poorly on Coach Meyer and Athletic Director Smith and the university. Their handling of this matter did not exhibit the kind of leadership and high standards that we expect from our athletic director, head coach, assistant coaches, and all the football staff. Addressing the media today, Meyer expressed remorse for giving Zach Smith benefit of the doubt and said, "I followed my heart and not my head." Meyer will miss the 5th-ranked Buckeyes game against Oregon State, Rutgers, and number 16 TCU. Ryan Day will continue to serve interim coach during Meyer's absence. Ohio State said in the statement that more than 60,000 emails and 10,000 text messages were reviewed as part of its investigation, in addition to media reports, police reports, court filings, employee contracts, and relevant OSU rules and policies. Ohio State placed Meyer on paid administration. How come he gets paid and the other guy don't? That don't make sense. What's going on here? You're going to pay him while he's on leave until September, but you're not paying the other guy. Who is the other guy? AD Gene Smith. How come you're not paying him? That don't sit right with me. Ohio State placed Meyer on paid administration leave August 1st, shortly after Courtney Smith, Zach Smith's ex-wife, said in an interview with Stadium that she believed Meyer and others at the football program knew that her ex-husband was abusing her in 2015 and failed to do anything to stop it. Meyer fired Zach Smith on July 23rd after a pattern of past allegations of abuse came to light in a report by college football reporter Brett McMurphy. Meyer initially said he was previously unaware of any domestic issues between the Smiths that occurred during the time that Zach Smith was coach at Ohio State. Liar, liar, pants on fire. He backtracked shortly after being placed on leave, saying instead that he misspoke when first answered questions about Smith. Yeah, I know you did. That he followed proper protocol in reporting the incident in 2015. Yeah, Although Coach Meyer made significant misstatements about his knowledge of the 2015 events relating to Zach Smith and his former wife at the Big Ten media days, they were not part of a deliberately cover-up effort to keep Zach Smith on the coaching staff in the face of evidence of domestic violence. Meyer has a 73-8 record in 7 years of Ohio State and won the national championship with the Buckeyes following the 2014 season. He had a 65-15 record at Florida and won 2 national championships there following the 2006 season and the 2008 season. His overall record in 17 years at Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, and Ohio State is 177 games he won to 31 he lost. Okay, so there's your breaking news. Boy, I tell you, y'all, I tell you. Okay, let me give some scores now. You know I always got to do that. So, tonight is Major League. I thought it was a football game. It was tomorrow night. Major League Baseball, this is what's going on. Top of the seventh, we got Philadelphia leading over Washington 7-5 with two outs. Bottom of the eighth, Chicago's beating Detroit 4-1. Bottom of the seventh, Boston is cleaning up on Cleveland. Boston 9, Cleveland 4. Woohoo! Bottom of the seventh, we got Miami 5, New York Yankees 3. Final, Texas beat Oakland 4-2. Final, Houston beat Seattle 10-7. Whoa! And let's see, at 7 p.m. tonight, the Steelers will be playing the L.A. Dodgers. Dodgers, yeah. Okay, that's tonight. Now, the Little League, I got to see the Little League World Series. All I got is New York and Hawaii. Oh, there we go. Okay. Oh, Hawaii won 10-6. The next one, Georgia beat Miami 4-3. PUR beat Canada 9-4. Japan lost to Korea 10-0. Woohoo! All right, and in the MLS, New York won, NYRB won. And the tennis final, United States, Johnson 6 and Munar 4. England, Edmund 7. This is a final. To 5 Carbales. Okay. And I think that's it. Let me see. You know, I got to check on my NFL, y'all. Vernon Crossels, I can't just lead by example. Well, what's happening in the NFL? I know one thing, Dez Bryant, I did report that. The Browns didn't even take Dez Bryant. Remember, Dez Bryant played for the Cowboys, so he's up for grabs, and nobody's taking him. They're saying he should have went with Pittsburgh when he had the opportunity. So not even the Browns, and you know the Browns for the last 2 years have had 0-0. They can't even say when, talking about their team. And I guess they were hoping, the players were hoping that they get Dez Bryant. Well, the Browns didn't want him. So what can you say? No way. So, and Earl Thomas, I believe, has gone to Dallas. I have more and more about this. And, in fact, coming up in September, best rush to the worst, Eli. Coming up in September, it'll be our NFL and collegiate show. Every Saturday is DTR, tailgate and shout-out. And they do the collegiate for the first hour, and then the second hour is the NFL. So you want to be sure. I will mention that again as time gets closer to bring y'all up to date. So anyway, well, that's it for today. I'm sorry that you missed out on part of it because I had the phone on mute because I was talking about Jeff Sessions. Anyway, that's our right another time. So I want to thank everybody for joining me around the world in the chat room or on the phone. I hope that your week is going good, and I hope it continues to go good for you. And thank you for listening and supporting the show. If no one has told you they love you today, well, I do, and I'm thankful for you. All right, folks, have a good one. Be safe and careful out there.